Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. As you know, this Sunday, it's the big game, the big dance, the Super Bowl between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know we have to talk about that here at the CC. But first, a word from our sponsors. All right, let's get right into it right now. All right, so what we're going to start out with, we're going to preview kind of what both teams and how they match up against each other in this game. Now, as you all know, we're going to start with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles have an excellent offensive line led by Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, and Isaac Suamalo. That O-line, most of them made the Pro Bowl. It's considered one of the greatest O-lines of all time, if we're being serious. Like I said, almost all of them made the Pro Bowl. You have an absolute legend in Jason Kelce anchoring that offensive line. He's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. Lane Johnson may very well end up in the Hall of Fame. He's got a chance, I would say. But that offensive line is going to be key when going up against the Kansas City Chiefs defensive line, who are led by Defensive Player of the Year candidate Chris Jones, who has 15.5 sacks per game, 15.5 sacks this season in 2022. So we're going to take a look at what the Chiefs' defensive line. You got Chris Jones, you got George Karlaftis, you got Frank Clark, you got Michael Dana, you have Carlos Dunlap. Chris Jones is the only one that has more than 10 sacks per game. Karlaftis has 6, Frank Clark has 5. Dana has 5, Dunlap has 4 this season. So you have to take that into account in terms of what the Eagles could do when going up against the Chiefs' offensive line. Could they double-team Chris Jones? Do you ever double-team in the Super Bowl? Because obviously, they are aware of Chris Jones. They're going to game plan the offensive line around him most of the time, because of the fact that he's the most dangerous weapon. He was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate this season. I think it's going... I think he may get to Hurts a little bit, but I don't think it'll be... I hopefully do not think that it will be too bad of a... Too bad, I should say. But we'll see about that. It's going to be... I think that this game is going to come down to the offensive and defensive line of each team, right? So let's take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. You got 4 guys that have over 10 sacks per game. I don't know why I keep saying per game. 10 sacks this season. You have Hassan Reddick with 16, Brandon Graham at 11, Javon Hargrave at 11, Josh Sweat at 11, and it's even worth noting you have Fletcher Cox at 7. Hassan Reddick came in second in the Defensive Player of the Year voting with 2 first-place votes. Obviously, Nick Bosa won that with 46 out of 50 first-place votes. Micah Parsons didn't get 1 Defensive Player of the Year vote. I mean, first-place vote. Just saying. And obviously, on that defensive line, you're bolstered with Ndamukong Suh, who is an experienced veteran. He's going to be in the Hall one day. It's going to be good. That Chiefs offensive line is also nothing to joke about, with Creed Humphrey leading that as the center. And that's just simply what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to the offensive and defensive lines of each team. Because, as you may know, the Eagles... most likely will be able to get to Mahomes. And knowing that Mahomes is not very mobile, considering his ankle injury right now. But Andy Reid has been saying that Mahomes, he has been able to do just about everything still in the playbook. He is still able to play, but his mobility just may be limited, I should say. It's going to be insane. But that's just, and also on the defensive side, you got Trent McDuffie for the Kansas City Chiefs in the secondary. In the Eagles secondary, you have Darius Slay, James Bradbury, and Reed Blankenship. I should say. All right. That's enough for the defense. Let's talk a little bit more about the offense, the offensive side of things. The Eagles, they revolve majority around their running game. They got Miles Sanders, who's got over 1,000 rushing yards this season. Jalen Hurts, he's also that much of a runner. He's got over 500 rushing yards this season. And the Eagles have been known to kind of pace the clock a little bit around the run game. Also, they have a QB sneak method that not many teams have been able to stop at all, where the O-line just cuts back and simply just pushes Jalen Hurts into the end zone or into first down territory. Some teams have also complained about that a little bit. Like, the New York Giants have complained because they haven't been able to stop it, you know? How about you just get better, is what I would say. Just simply get better. Learn how to stop it, all right? Great run game. They got Miles Sanders. They got Boston Scott. They got Kenneth Gainwell. They're going to be fine in the run game, I hope. It's going to be amazing. Hurts has 13 rushing touchdowns this season. He has 760 rushing yards, to be exact. And I also got to mention, in the defensive section of this episode, the Eagles have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who is also tied for the league lead in interceptions, and he missed a few games. So he very well could have gotten that interceptions crown this year. But back to the offense. The Eagles' passing game, however, I shouldn't say however, the Eagles' passing game is still very, very good. You have Jalen Hurts, who has 3,700 passing yards. He can still sling the ball. You have A.J. Brown, who's got just about 1,500 receiving yards. And you got Devonta Smith, who is also an over 1,000-yard receiving wide receiver too, both of which have made the Pro Bowl. Well, Devonta Smith made it as a reserve. A.J. Brown made the Pro Bowl as well. Jalen Hurts also made the Pro Bowl. You got a good tight end in Dallas Goedert. He's a top 10 tight end. He missed some time a little bit, but I would imagine if he didn't miss some time, he would have been over 1,000-yard receiver as well. So that would make 3 1,000-yard receivers for the Philadelphia Eagles. You could also have Quez Watkins, who's also a deep threat. He could serve you as a deep threat, and Zach Pascal, who could be good in the slot. But most of the time, you're going to have A.J. Brown in the slot. We're going to look at how the Kansas City Chiefs defense matches up against the Philadelphia Eagles offense. It's almost a little bit of a contrast, all right, between the Eagles and the Chiefs. You have Mahomes, who has thrown for over 5,000 yards this year. You have Kelce, who's the Chiefs' sole 1,000 plus yard receiving receiver. As a tight end, too, that's pretty remarkable. Kelce's going to go down. He's already going to go down as one of the greatest tight ends to ever do it. He may go down as number one, surpassing Gronk and Tony Gonzalez. But we'll see. The Chiefs, they do not have that much. Well, they don't emphasize their rushing game as much as the Philadelphia Eagles do, with their leading rusher being Isaiah Pacheco, who has only gotten 830 total receiving yards. The second highest rusher on that team is Patrick Mahomes with 358. And obviously the Eagles, they have one of the best, if not the best, defenses per game. Let's go back to the defenses, of course. The Eagles defense allows a total of 301 averaged yards per game. That's good for the second-best defense in the league. The Chiefs are good for the 11th-best defense in the league with 328 averaged yards allowed per game. And that's For the Eagles, 179 of those have been passing yards, while for the Chiefs, for Kansas City, 220 of those yards have been passing yards as well. For the Eagles, with the rushing side, the Eagles really have only Eagles have allowed 121 rushing yards per game, while Kansas City has only allowed 107 rushing yards per game. On the sack side, the Eagles led the league in sacks with 70, while Kansas City is right behind them at number 2 with 55. It is going to be a match between the offensive and defensive lines. Like I said, it's going to be an absolute battle, I believe, for the ages. Overall, you got two MVP candidates going at it. Or should I say, Mahomes already won the MVP. Hurts was number 2. But it's also worth noting that the past 9 MVP candidates that went on to play in the Super Bowl did not win the game. That is pretty interesting to see. Overall, I'm not going to make a prediction because I don't want to jinx it. I really hope the birds can pull it out. That's all we have for today. Stick around next week for a new episode of Collegeville Conversation. Take care and go Birds.